The UK walks away from trade negotiations with Canada. Live from the UK, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Felicity Hannah, in for Leanna Byrne. Good morning. As the UK continues to push for free trade agreements after Brexit, there's one that won't be happening anytime soon. British negotiators have walked away from talks with Canada after it refused to continue a short-term deal that suspended tariffs on cheese. That meant that charges of up to 245% on British cheese kicked in at the beginning of this month. Previously, the UK had been part of the European Union's agreement for tariff-free imports. I spoke to Holger Switchenberg, a dairy farmer in British Columbia in Canada. He said he was pleased there wouldn't be more allowances for British producers.
You know, in the last 7 years, as a Canadian dairy farmer, we have, opened up 18% of our domestic market to foreign competitors for the dairy products. So I think I'm done with that. So I'm actually quite pleased that the decision has been made that they couldn't reach an agreement. As a dairy producer in this country, we have given up over the last 7 years 18%, which I think is a fair chunk. And I think there's maybe other sectors of the economy, I think, that they could maybe negotiate. I really hope they're done and leave my dairy sector alone.
Holger Switchenberg there. Let's do the numbers. Shares in Asia were mostly lower today, despite upbeat news on the US economy. In Japan, the Nikkei closed down after fresh data showed inflation slowed faster than expected in January. But the world's largest luxury goods company, LVMH, or Moët Hennessy Louis Vuitton, is having a very good morning. Shares jumped 10% after it posted strong sales numbers for 2023. Now, a Brazilian court has ordered three mining giants to pay almost $10 billion in damages over a dam burst in 2015. The ruling against BHP, Vale and their Samarco joint venture comes after the collapse of the Fundiu Dam in the southeast of the country. It killed 19 people and severely polluted a river leading to the Atlantic Ocean. The BBC's Monica Miller has more.
The federal judge used really strong language. He said that the companies were liable for moral damages, such as emotional stress that was suffered by those who were affected by the incidents. He said that the money would be put into a state fund and used for projects and initiatives in the area impacted by the dam collapse. Now, we haven't heard from BHP and Samarco yet. However, in a securities filing with Vale, they had set up something called a Renova Foundation, which the companies had been using to pay for some of the repairs that had taken place, and they said roughly about $7.5 billion had been paid for socioeconomic and environmental compensation. Now, the companies can still appeal this decision.
Monica Miller reporting. There's been a major U-turn from Apple, which says it will now allow users in the European Union to download apps from rival providers. The BBC's Zoe Kleinman has more.
The tech giant's being forced to change its practices following the introduction of new EU rules designed to improve competition. Apple has fought strongly against this when challenged in the past. The company's ecosystem is sometimes described as a walled garden. This means that only apps which it has approved can go onto its devices. Developers argue they have no alternative but to jump through Apple's hoops and pay its commission fees. Game maker Epic withdrew the app of the hit game Fortnite from Apple in 2020 in protest against restrictions.
That was the BBC's Zoe Kleinman. Now, here at Marketplace, we firmly believe you're never too young to start learning about money. 13-year-old Tracy Rathi takes that to a new level. She's written three books and even inspired other teenagers to start successful businesses. The BBC's Priya Sippy met the young author and her mum, Lillian.
A person can spend an average of 16 years of their lives in school, learn about everything else except money.
Tracy Rathi from Tanzania is an entrepreneur, an author, and a money expert. All at just 13 years old. She started to learn about finance from her parents when she was 8. And now, she's on a mission to teach other children about money.
So we started teaching Tracy about money when she was about 8 years old. I'm one of those people who believe that it doesn't make any sense that you teach children, equip them with skills to getting jobs and find money, but not give them skills to manage money.
They taught me about saving, investing, business tips. They gave me a head start in life.
Tracy then got the idea to teach what she had learnt about entrepreneurship and finance to other children across East Africa.
I'd asked my mom, what can I do so to make Africa more developed? Mom said maybe more businesses can help. So I thought of teaching kids. So far I've written 3 books, which are known as 20 Important Finance Words for Kids, What You Should Know Before You Start Saving, and What You Need to Do Before You Start a Business.
She was able to start her own business, Kids Finance with Tracy, and publish her first book through the company by saving up her pocket money.
I did a deal with my mom. We negotiated that if I do extra chores that are not mine, she'll pay me for it. So from then, I started like saving up money so as I can at least publish my first book.
She also runs 10-day business boot camps where children visit local businesses and speak to entrepreneurs from different fields. Jasmine, who is 13 years old and lives in Dar es Salaam in Tanzania, is one of the 300 children that attended the boot camps. She's since started her own small business making and selling soap.
From profit that I make, I save some, and some I use to buy stuff from my own and my business. And it makes me to feel happy buying things from my own money.
Tracy says that patience is key to succeeding in business.
Everything starts tiny, so you just have to wait and continue working hard for it to grow bigger.
The BBC's Priya Sippy there speaking to Tracy Rathie and her mum Lillian. Do subscribe to our podcast. Search for the global edition of Marketplace Morning Report on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get yours. In the UK, I'm Felicity Hannah with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.